Okay, perfect.
Okay, welcome. Thank you everyone for being here for the ACTI meeting today. We have a full agenda. We'll go ahead and start by doing roll call to establish quorum.
Yes. Let's see, Adrian Ackerman.
Present.
Thank you. Alex Jimenez.
Here.
Thank you. Ann Lopez.
Here.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper.
I'm here.
Thank you. Emily Tate. I do not see. Jim Glock.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Fisher. I do not see. Kenna Smith.
Here.
Thank you. Lara Somers. Lara?
Present, sorry.
Thank you. No, that's okay. Margaret Joplin.
Here.
Thank you. Maureen Lurick could not make it. Mal Dominguez.
Present.
Thank you. Nancy Fung could not make it. Bob Clark. I think you're muted, Bob.
Present.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez.
Here.
Thank you. And Valerie Sipp.
Here.
Thank you. We do have quorum, Chair Jimenez.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Okay, so now we have our Pledge of Allegiance or a moment of silence. And those who are new, we have opted at this particular meeting to either to just have a moment of silence should someone feel like they need to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, they could, but I don't. So I'll be starting that. Okay, thank you, everyone. Chairperson's report. I believe we have we have new members as of last meeting who we didn't get to properly greet and introduce ourselves to. So I wanted to just have everyone go around and if we could all introduce ourselves. I believe our new member. Oh, it's Corinne Cooper, and then Adrian, is it Adrian Ackerman? If you both would, and did we have one more?
I believe Laura introduced themselves a couple months ago, but might be a good refresher, and then we can all go through the.
Okay, great. So if Adrian, if you want to start, and then Corinne, and then we'll just all go around and introduce ourselves to each other.
Sure, thank you so much. My name is Adrienne Ackerman. My pronouns are she, her, Ieya. I'm thrilled to be joining this group. I'm very grateful to the advocacy from Adriana Gallego and the mayor and the mayor's office and staff for selecting me to represent them. I feel it's a huge honor. And my background that I'm bringing to the committee It's really about 23 years in developing public-private partnerships in many different sectors, grassroots community organizing, and I myself am a performance artist and advocate for social justice through arts and cultural health. So thank you for allowing me to participate on this committee and excited to get to know all of you.
Welcome. Corinne, did you want to introduce yourself?
I think I introduced myself during our last meeting. My name is Corinne Cooper. I'm appointed to represent City Council Ward 3. I'm a retired law professor and a retired communication consultant. I've lived in Tucson and been involved with various project management in, I don't know, for the last 20 years and for 8 years before that. So I'm happy to be back in Tucson and participating in this. I'm also severely hearing impaired. So if I don't hear you saying my name, I apologize. I've asked for closed captions to be turned on. And Letitia, I think, is working on that for me now. But if I ever fail to respond, I apologize.
Yes,
thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sorry about that, Corinne. I'm working on it. I apologize.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and so we'll start from the top of my squares. So, Kenna?
Hi, my name is Kenna Smith. I've been through several cycles on PACD, appointed by both Mayor Walkup and Rothschild, and now I'm an appointment of the board. And in my other life, I'm a researcher, writer, strategist, and a fierce advocate for public art.
Thanks. Let's see here. Abby?
Hi, I'm Abby Christensen. I'm the Public Art Collections Associate with the Arts Foundation, so I'm part of the Arts Foundation. And I have been really enjoying getting to know the folks on PACD as we're working through things, and it's been really exciting to be part of this, as well as being part of the Arts Foundation. So.
Great. And Robert Clark?
Hi, I'm Bob Clark. I'm an appointee from Ward 5. I'm a retired family court judge. And while I'm not an artist, I do appreciate art, and I'm very happy to be on the committee to look at things.
Ann Lopez?
I'm Ann Lopez. My pronouns are she, her, he, and I'm an appointee from Ward 4. I'm a longtime resident of Ward 4, more than 40 years, and I'm extremely interested in all the community events, not only in Ward 4, but around town.
Jim Glock?
Hi, I'm an appointee of the Arts Foundation. I'm a former board member, board president of the Arts Foundation. I'm also currently the president of the Warehouse Arts Management Organization that manages affordable art space in the downtown and elsewhere for emerging artists. My career was in public works, where I supported the 1% for Art program throughout.
Will Wynn.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, new committee members, Adrian, Corinne, and Lara. Will Wynn Reyes, public art manager with the Arts Foundation and also a visual artist. Thank you.
Margaret Joplin.
Hi, my name is Margaret Joplin. I'm a representative from the committee. I'm a landscape architect focusing in public art, glassworks, and landscape architecture. So my husband and I do lost wax kiln casting, and we make beautiful outdoor illuminated sculptures. And I'm just hot and sweaty right now from being out in the field. A little wind blown.
Mel Dominguez.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mel. I'm a local artist and an appointee from Matt Hines.
Valerie Sipp.
Hi, I'm Valerie Sipp, she, her pronouns. I am with the local nonprofit Living Streets Alliance, and I am an appointee of the Arts Foundation.
And Janet Habenman Fisher.
I'm muting. Hi, I am Janet Fisher. I am a commercial interior designer here in Tucson. I'm a representative of Ward 6, where I have lived for probably about 40 years. And I am really excited to be a part of the public art program in Tucson. And I just love that we do as much public art as we do here.
Lara Summers? Is it Lara? Right, or Lara?
Yeah, Lara, like Sarah. My name is Lara. I live in Ward 1. I work at the Tucson Symphony Orchestra as an education manager, helping kids to go see the symphony and working with their programs. Also a artist and illustrator. I wrote a children's book about an elephant. If you ever want to check it out. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here.
Donna Isaac.
I didn't unmute. I am Donna Isaac, and I'm special project manager with the Arts Foundation. And I have been consulting with them and the public art program since April of 22. And I'm very pleased to be here with you all and welcome the new members.
And then Leticia, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Leticia Flores, and I'm part of the support staff, and I'm here to assist the Arts Foundation and the PACD committee in any way possible, and I'm here to beck and call.
And Tanya is on the line, and I think.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tanya Nunez. I'm the public art coordinator with the Arts Foundation. Nice to meet you all.
And Valerie Sanchez.
Hello, welcome. I'm Valerie Sanchez. I was appointed by the Arts Foundation. I'm a several generation Tucsonan. And just have a deep appreciation for the impact that art has on everything we do, and especially for our young and elders alike. So deep appreciation for being here. Thank you.
And Sadie Chong.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sadie, former member of PACD, appointed by the Ward 3 office when Paul Durham was serving. And now I'm the community design manager at the Arts Foundation.
And I'm Alex Jimenez. I'm the chair of PACD. I'm a local public artist and fourth generation Tucsonense. So I'm excited to be here today. We have a full agenda. I think the only report I had as chairperson was I believe we were going to aim to try to do an in-person meeting next month, but I wanted to gauge if that would be possible or not, because we have a full, what will be on the agenda next month is adding artists to our artist roster, which will require going through their applications and then voting on whether we want to add them to our artist roster. For those who aren't familiar, our public artist roster is a collection of artists who've been kind of like pre-accepted to be eligible for projects that are between a certain dollar amount, I believe. And so sometimes projects will go through the roster instead of doing open calls. Maybe Adriana can clarify what makes the difference between when a project decides to do that versus other times. But we have been putting out, I don't know if you follow Arts Foundation on Instagram, but the call has been going out there to get people to apply, both in Spanish and English. So I'm excited to see who all applies. And this process of going through that many applications, potentially, like, I don't know how many we're guessing, but I think one time it was like over 50 applicants. It's a lot easier to do in person because we can all look at the same screen. We can discuss their portfolios together in the same room. It just, in my experience with PACD, I both experienced doing this process in person and then I've done it on Zoom. And I requested that as chair, we really try to make this next meeting in person, but I wanted to get a head count of who thinks they could make an in-person meeting. So if you just want to raise your hand so I can see it, if you think you could come to an in-person meeting, it'd be the same time and it would be a little extended because we have so many artists to look at. Okay. And all right, it's looking like a lot of everybody. Is there anyone who knows right off the hand they cannot? Like they'll be out of town. Jim, you'll be out of town? Okay. So Jim will be out of town. All right. I'm not quite sure then if that because we need to make sure we have quorum. Would we still have quorum?
There are 16 members on the committee at the moment. We need 11 to reach quorum and 12 if there's anybody that might have a conflict of interest.
I'm sorry, what is the date, Alex? What is the date?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry, I should have given you all an actual date. It would be
June
14th. The 12th. Oh, sorry, wrong one. June 14th. Okay, I believe you. June 14th, Wednesday.
The second Wednesday, right?
I have a question.
You have a question, Robert? Bob?
Yeah. Is it possible to have a hybrid meeting so that those who might not be able to make it could still attend?
We decided that for just the sanity of staff who support the meeting, that it would be best that we have either all in person or all online, just because hybrids are sometimes are not very effective if you don't have all the gear, you know, set up. Does that change your ability to attend the meeting, Bob?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it would be nice, but it's kind of a special meeting we'd be doing in person.
Where is the
okay, well,
where is the meeting going to be?
I believe we were hoping to have it at the YWCA, so pending the availability of the room, which, and if you don't know, the YWCA is on the west side of the Santa Cruz River between St. Mary's and Congress, kind of in that industrial area, like right off the river path. Bonita, I think, is the road. Yeah. So right downtown, not far from where we used to meet, if any remember, in Banco. Okay, well, it seems like we reach out to the people who didn't make the meeting today and see if they can make next meeting. We would be able to get quorum for an in-person meeting since only one person we know of right now cannot attend. So we'll notify you all as soon as we have that finalized. But I'd like to do an in-person for this special artist roster approval. Well, not a artist roster review. Okay, so thank you all for bearing with me. We're going to look at the meeting minutes and go ahead and do an approval. If I could get a motion.
Move to approve.
Okay.
This is Kenna. I'll second.
Thank you, Kenna.
Okay, I will do a roll call. Adrian Ackerman.
Aye.
Thank you. Alex Jimenez.
Here.
You approve?
I'm so sorry. Yes, I approve.
Thank you. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Glock?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Lara Somers?
Approve.
Thank you. Margaret Joplin?
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Thank you. And Valerie Sip?
Approve.
Thank you. We do have a unanimous approval. Chair Jimenez.
Okay, great. Let's see here. Our next item on our agenda is the artist.
Oh? I'm sorry, I think we skipped the executive director's report. Oh. Item number three. I'm sorry, four.
We sure did. Sorry about that, Adriana. Go ahead, it's your turn.
Thank you so much, Alex, and welcome to all our new members. Really appreciate you volunteering to be here with us to represent the communities of Greater Tucson and Pima County. I'm Adriana Gallego, the Executive Director for the Arts Foundation. And I wanted to take this moment with a special courtesy overview for our newest board members. We sent you an overview of some of the highlights of what it means to be on the Public Art and Community Design Committee. We also invite you to visit the boards and commissions website, of which I'm sure you are very well aware. And there are minutes and legal action reports that are available for the general public to view as meetings conclude, so that you can see what the business that has transcurred throughout the year. We have last year we received a training session from boards and commissions in August, and if you would like to schedule a training session to go through that information explicitly with boards and commissions, we would be happy to make arrangements for you to train with them on some of the details that are listed in the handbook. But overall, I welcome you to our committee. The work that you're doing creates jobs. It invites a more vibrant cultural destination site for our communities, and it also helps move hearts and minds. Your explicit function here on the committee, as you are well aware, is to contribute to the development of the public art plan that our staff will be presenting to you in the near future, to conduct Program of Community Outreach and Support of the Public Art Program, select professionals in the visual arts and design fields to serve as jurors in the art selection process, to review and comment on gifts and donations in the areas of conservation, preservation expenses, placement, and appropriateness of inclusion into the public art collection. Additionally, when conservation and preservation, you will conduct periodic surveys of the condition of the public art collection. And our chairpersons introduced an incredible opportunity to review the current collection by visiting the online public art map, which we'll be doing at the end of the agenda, so that you're familiar with what's in the collection already as you continue to make decisions on behalf of the communities that you represent. There, you will also be in a position to be able to coordinate the removal or relocation of artworks from the public art collection. Please know that in all of these instances, the Arts Foundation staff is here as your liaison, as your support staff, to make sure that the meetings are conducted in a way that complies with open meeting law and that complies with the information that's been provided by the boards and commissions. You are part of a membership body that consists of 21 members that were appointed either by the mayor or one of the city council members or the city manager. You may have also been appointed by the Arts Foundation, or you may be an appointee from Pima County, which includes 5 of the supervisory districts, or the county administrator. A quorum at this moment in time consists of 11 voting members. So at any given time we are holding the meeting, we have to have present 11 voting members that can actively vote for an agenda item or even to have the meeting. The second somebody steps out, we have to close the meeting. Open meeting law in a nutshell means that we have to have a quorum at all times to have the meeting, and the meeting has to be recorded with the clerk's office. We send a public meeting notice and the meetings are open to the public. At no point are you allowed to convene or congregate outside of the public meetings, so that we're not so that we can continue to adhere with open meeting law. If you have any questions about that, please, you can absolutely reach out to the Arts Foundation staff and your most knowledgeable resources will be in the clerk's office. We urge you to continue to stay in touch, you know, regularly with those who have appointed you, as you represent communities for those elected officials or administrative officials or the board of the Arts Foundation. You are a part of a body that's considered an advisory committee. So this means that you form part of a committee that reviews and makes recommendations that then go on to the government of jurisdiction. So for example, you'll be reviewing items that need to be voted on that will need to be reviewed and then approved or rejected by city council and the city manager's office, and similarly by county supervisors or the county administrator. So your role is as an advisory body. You're here as a representative of the community, and your recommendations are here as a way to provide input directly to those that have appointed you, so that they have all the information needed to make decisions. Corrine, do you have a question?
Yes, it's Corrine. I I had a question after reading the introductory materials that we received just today for new members, and I do not have any email addresses for any staff members except for Leticia. Is it possible for us to get email addresses for the staff of the Arts Foundation?
Absolutely. And what I'll show you, yes, absolutely. What we'll show you, the main email for PACD members is the PACD@artsfoundtucson.org, so that we keep. Okay, we will absolutely make those emails available to you. And anyway, we hope that the materials that were provided to you are helpful in being able to navigate your roles and responsibilities. We do ask that you attend every meeting, that you vote yay or nay in every action item. We've been advised explicitly by the boards and commissions that because you are a representative of a community body, your vote is their voice. So we ask that you vote yay or nay. And unless you have an explicit conflict of interest, which then means you have to abstain from that vote, which then means that your vote, you're essentially clocking in as absent for that particular vote, and it may affect quorum if you abstain, for example, and it dips beyond the quorum minimum. Please be impartial and respectful, attend every meeting, and be prepared. We urge you to visit the public art map, review the BCC handbook. It's got a lot of really great information. And just the last thing I wanted to share with you was that you will be reviewing and voting materials related to the artist roster. You will be recommending and voting on people to serve on panel committees, or you can self-nominate. We actually encourage that you participate and volunteer to participate in a review panel. You will be reviewing donations, all of the materials for every single donation, and you have an opportunity to speak with the artists when they present to the committee. You have an opportunity to serve on subcommittees as they come up as needed. And two major items that a subcommittee or project panel committee works on are the relocation deaccession process and the artist selection process. So what this means is that a subcommittee that reviews a relocation or deaccession will come to you with their recommendation once they've had an opportunity to review all the materials, interview folks, and come up with a decision. They will bring you their recommendation for your review, for questions, and for a vote. And pretty much it's a vote to approve the fact that they have gone through the process in a way that is conducive to the role of in a way that is in compliance with the administrative directives or the administrative procedures. And for the artist selection process, there is a panel of community members. One of those members can be you, if you so choose, that actually reviews all of the artist application for every single public art project. There's one unique committee for every unique public art project that gets presented. And so the panel reviews the applications, they interview the artist, they select the artist, and that artist selection and the finalist is then presented to you by the Arts Foundation staff for your consideration. And the panel recommendation is put forth for you to approve the process that was put in place for selecting the artist. So you don't actually select the artist for the public art percent for our projects, you ratify the process that the community panel underwent to reach their verdict. Well, not verdict, to hire somebody for the art project. And I know I'm already over my time, so I'll keep it there for now. And if you have further questions, be happy to address them at a later meeting, or if there's extra time, Chairperson Jimenez. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Adriana, for the detailed refresher of our sort of roles and purpose here today. So moving on to our next agenda item. This is Wilwin. It's an artist concurrence approval for the Southside Public Safety Complex.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Adriana, for providing that overview. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And so everyone can see that, yes? Thank you. So today I'm presenting for your approval the artist selection process by the Public Art Project Panel for the City of Tucson Southside Public Safety Complex Project as part of the Prop 101 Delivers Safer City Program. The police department will replace the Santa Cruz substation on Park Avenue with the police and fire and safety complex. The complex will include a basketball court and an art plaza. And the art plaza will be an outdoor space located at the southeast corner of the complex and adjacent to the community basketball court. Fire station 10 will also be located at in this location. As you can see on the photo on the left, or maybe right for you, that the plaza will have high visibility from the street and pedestrian traffic. The budget is substantial at $292,776, and that amount, as always, will cover all the costs related to the design, fabrication, and installation of the artwork. The artist does have a limited opportunity to integrate artwork into the plaza architecture, including the Ramada basketball court, or adding seating, shade structures, or lighting elements. The public art panel for this project is composed of the following community members and were assembled in collaboration with the City of Tucson and the Ward 5 office. The panel includes David Garcia with Barrio Restoration, the Clean and Beautify Neglected Spaces in South Tucson. We have our very own Alex Jimenez that's on the panel, visual artist and our PAGT chair, Giselle Del Cid, who is the former head of the Fairgrounds Neighborhood Association, Deputy Chief Palmar with Tucson Fire, Sergeant Luis Bustamante with TPD, Gerald Adams with Perlman Architects, and then the City of Tucson Project Manager, Terry Gilliland. So the selected artist is Gordon Huther. On March 16th, 2023, the project panel was assembled to select three finalists from a total of 100 applications submitted for this project. On May 1, 2023, the panel met with the three finalists, which were RDG Art Studio, Kevin Berry, and Gordon Huther. The finalists each provided a 15-minute presentation followed by 10 minutes of Q&A. The panel took into careful consideration budget, scope, and feasibility. The Southside panel was impressed by Gordon Huther's presentation. His aesthetics and use of color were both important aspects to which the panel spoke. They also voiced their support for Gordon and how he engaged with the community in past projects, and specifically how his presentation spoke to the scale and complexity of the Southside Public Safety Complex. Gordon was a very clear choice by the panel as the artist for this project. Gordon is based in Napa Valley, California, and he's been making art since 2011. I'd like to open up this opportunity for Don Isaac, who worked on the project with us, and Alex Jimenez, who was part of the panel. So I'll start sharing. Donna or Alex, do you have any comments about the process or the selection of artists, Gordon Huther?
Well, the panel was very engaged from the very beginning, and were very engaged with the three finalists as they presented and during the Q&A time for each artist. Gordon Huther's studio is very well known in the public art world, and the panel responded very positively to his presentation, as Wilwin pointed out, his aesthetics, and especially how he could address the scope and the budget that in very similar projects to the Southside Public Safety Complex. But Alex, you as the artist and a public artist yourself, if you'd like to respond, you were a very important panelist and very involved in the process from the very beginning.
Yeah, it was interesting. I, you know, had some reservations about, you know, it's a public safety complex. Our community has a complicated relationship with public safety officers. So I really tried to get other community people onto the panel to make sure we all had some consensus. I grew up in the neighborhood that's just kitty corner to there. And I actually bike past that corner every week because I use the bike path that is there. We had to, I think our panel was a really good demonstration of when you have a diverse panel with vested interest in the area who knows their community, you get selections of artists that reflect what we know about our community and how our community is a space. And so we all, us, I guess, regular folks who weren't in the part of the public, the fire or police or with the city, really tried to push for that sort of mindset. And this artist is very talented, very clearly will be able to accomplish something really interesting. Visually, it's different for the area. So we were all excited about that. I look forward to what gets constructed. So we'll be on to that next part of the process.
Thank you so much, Alex. Now we can take a moment. If anyone has any questions or comments about this project, feel free to speak up, committee members. Well, if there are no questions. Hi, Adrian.
Hi. Thank you, Donna and Alex, for giving us that background. I was just curious if you could tell us a little bit about the impetus and inspiration for the public safety complex to incorporate like an arts plaza. Just curious where they're coming from.
The city's decision to make an art plaza. So that happened before it came to us. So it was a decision by the city and folks that are working in the on the Prop 101 project. And I do know that the former chief that recently retired that was head of this project was highly encouraging a plaza because of the interest and love of artwork in the most recent public art of fire departments, Fire Station 8 and 9. So they wanted something bigger to combine because now there's two, there's the police station is there as well. And it's the location of the complex is next to a school and in between and near an adjacent park. So the idea is that, or they believe that there's a lot of traffic going through, pedestrian and street.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, just to jump on there, I think it's interesting, for those of you who haven't served on a panel yet, The 1% for the art puts money towards an artist, but there's a lot that happens before there even is a panel. And that's often with what institutions are creating the building. And so fire and police wanted a basketball court and then the art plaza. And so those were clearly decisions that happened before the panel had any say in like what that whole front area looked like. And so we were kind of told, well, there's the designers and architects have already designed in, this is the plaza, this is where the art will go. And then we kind of tried to figure out what flexibility went from there. But they had lots of concerns like sight lines. They had concerns about people congregating, you know, as a fire and police station. And then they also wanted to have a place where they could have ceremonies and stuff that was more like flat and like plaza-like. So that all happened kind of before the panel convened. And you'll find that in some cases that there's a lot of preconceived sort of structure. And then that also influences who you determine to pick, because we didn't have a lot of flat spaces for, say, a muralist or a mosaic artist. And so we really already that pushed us towards more looking for people who were sculptural.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was just trying to get a sense of if the impetus was for public use or for the benefit of the employees at the plaza.
So this is an interesting tension that happened in our panel, because we as community members really pushed for the fact that if this is a public space, as they were claiming, it did need to be accessible and of interest to the public. And it felt like there was a, this is for the public, but not really sort of attitude. So we, you know, there was some discussion around that, because there's a basketball court that will be there that both me and the other community members felt like people would use if given the occasion to use, they would. And if given a welcoming area, they would use. And there's actually like a bike boulevard now that they've built. It goes right past there. And so like having something that's interesting to engage with was and will be of our interest as community members.
Thank you. I should note that there's also an additional, like between the basketball court and the plaza, they're putting a sort of platform or pedestal where I think where commencements or announcements are made. So I think they were planning for that flat space for our work to be possibly a background, but there were a lot of talks about wanting stage structures or something inviting for the community, including seats and a place to congregate. So we'll see. We'll leave it up to the artists, and we'll let you know when that comes up, depending on your vote, which is now. So Chair Jimenez, I respectfully request a motion to vote to approve the panel selection of Gordon Huser.
I'll entertain a motion.
Vote to approve.
Okay, so I'll do a roll call.
We didn't get a second.
We need a second.
Yeah, we need a second.
This is Kenna. I'll second.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kenna.
Okay, now we'll do a roll call for the vote. Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Thank you. Alex Jimenez?
Approve.
Thank you. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Glock?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Lara Somers?
Approve.
Thank you. Margaret Joplin?
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Thank you. And Valerie Sitt?
Approve.
Thank you. We do have a unanimous approval.
Excellent. Corinne, you have a question?
Yes, just as a point of personal information, is there a preference for Arizona or Pima County artists in these proposals?
You know, sometimes panels will collectively have, and I've been on them before, where they have a stated interest in supporting a local keeping, and so that does tend to influence. And we did have one or two local who were in like our top five. But then when it came down to aesthetics and like what we were interested in having made there, then it kind of got whittled down from there. And that often is the case. But yes, yeah, that is something that every panel kind of thinks about and decides on.
So the final three, none of them were Arizona artists?
Kevin Berry is an Arizona artist, and he was in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, we did have one. Yes, Phoenix. He was from Phoenix. Okay, so the next agenda item, Abby, it's public art donation approval. It's actually my project. So, Abby, go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you. So I will also share my screen here. All right. Perfect. Is that visible? Great.
Oh, I'm sorry, Abby. One second. Alex, can you formally recuse yourself because of the and state your conflict of interest before Abby comes on, and then we can confirm.
Yeah.
Co-chair.
Okay, I wasn't sure how to do that. Point of order. Okay, yes, I am recusing myself as this is my project that I'm on. So I don't get to. Well, I'm here representing for the next like 3 minutes. I'm here representing that project, so you guys can ask me questions about that project, but I am taking off my chair hat and putting it on Mel. so I'll hopefully that's enough of a formal recusal. Is that what it's called? Okay, thank you.
Yes, it's a stated conflict of interest.
Awesome. Thank you for getting us on track there. I'll share my screen once more. Right. Perfect. So this project is titled In Memory Of, and it will be located at Mission Manor Park. A little bit of text to introduce it from the application itself. In Memory Of is a large memorial wall with interlocking ceramic tiles that were hand-formed by the artist and a community of participants. Many of the tiles have names of people lost to COVID-19 or other diseases during the pandemic from 2020 to 2022. The tiles are glazed in a color motif of the night sky that turns into water. The front of the mural is covered in marigolds, a symbolic flower in Dia de los Muertos traditions that honor the dead that are also tied to pre-Hispanic rituals. I wanted to highlight this quote right here. Thus, the project In Memory Of is meant to be a community gift to those who need a site and a place to honor their loved one. So the location of this artwork, as I said, will be located in Mission Manor Park. The mural will be on a wall constructed specifically for this project. The wall will be placed between two walkways that lead into a playground and a ramada, and they are near a basketball court and a baseball field as well. So we have an image of the rendering overall here. And the funding for this project, the artist received a grant as part of the American Rescue Plan Act that will be funding this artwork. So a brief overview of the community collaborations in this artwork. Lead artist Alex Jimenez, in collaboration with Paloma Jacqueline, have been holding open hours for community members to create the memorial tiles themselves. Workshops have been held at El Pueblo Senior Center and Quincy Douglas Center. They held a pop-up event at the Estrella Bakery and have held three additional workshops at Wakefield Middle School to engage with the community. They've garnered support from Ward 1 in preparation and planning for the construction of the wall and the creation of the mural. And Alex has attended two Sunnyside Neighborhood Association meetings to discuss the project and has received an official letter of support from them. We also have some images here of the tiles in progress before the glazing And then here are the marigold tiles that were mentioned on the previous slide. A little information about some structural details and some maintenance information. So Barro Ramirez, with Cooperation Construction, will construct the block wall, which will be roughly 7.5 by 8 feet, including the ornamental feature at the top, which also has place for solar lights. There will be steps at the bottom of the wall that can be used as seating, as well as a place for visitors to place photos or memorial items. Artists and studio assistants will be installing the tiles on the surface of the wall by hand, and finished it with a grout that has a triple coat grout sealer. There will be pavers leading from the sidewalk to the structure. And as I mentioned, there will be 2 fully solar powered LED lights that will be included at the top of the artwork. There are also 2 like paver inset lights that will be included essentially right here in front, in the paver area. Those are also solar powered. As far as maintenance, glazed and fired tile has a very long lifespan in a desert climate like ours. Periodically, grout may need reapplication, but annual expected maintenance is no more than a periodic wipe down with water to remove dust. Additional tiles will be stored in the artist's studio for 1 year, as well as additional paint for the backside of the structure. The Parks Department will take on financial and functional maintenance responsibilities. And so just to overview here, we have some photos of the tiles in progress being worked on by the artists and community members, images of the examples of the glaze that are being used, the marigolds, which will be at the front base, and then an overview of the location where the artwork will be at Mission Manor Park. So at this point, I would like to open it up for committee members that may have any questions for myself or the artist who is here about the project. Awesome. Corinne, do you have a question?
Yes, as soon as I heard about this project, I assumed that family members would leave objects at this location. And then I noticed that you mentioned that also in your presentation. And I wonder what the plan is for the things that will be left there.
So that's something, Alex, do you have any insight on that? Otherwise, I can kind of chime in.
Well, no, because I just figured it would be like, I don't know if you've ever seen El Tirerito, the shrine that's near downtown. The things just kind of stay and wear or get blown away or, you know, knocked over by a cat. It's just the nature of kind of public altars.
I was thinking that's something also that the Parks Department may have questions of when they do their review or risk review. So they may put some parameters in about guidelines of things may need to be cleaned up at a specific timeline or things like that. That's something that I will look for a little bit of input from the Parks Department for. Lara?
Yeah, I just want to say I think this looks like an amazing project. But I was just curious as far as the selection for the colors to match water. Is that because it's near kind of the river, or is there more of a deeper meaning behind that? Or
yeah, there's a couple meanings. I think water is healing, clay is almost the absence of water, which I think is interesting. But also in the Mission Manor area, there's like a real, there's a history with water, and in a negative way because of some contamination that happened in the groundwater, and a lot of Mission Manor residents are familiar and were affected. And so it's kind of like a dual purpose, but also water is used a lot in a lot of mythos around death, and the night sky and stars, as well. So the motif is if you look, there's like a band of waves that separates, like the top half from the bottom half. And, the top half is the night sky, and the cross shape that's inside every other tile will have stars. And then the bottom part, is going to be all the hand-built tiles, but the glazing on them will be more like water blues and the tops will be more like night sky blues.
I'll show my screen one more time to point out that feature.
Thank you for answering that. It's very interesting.
So the sort of wave line is mentioned right here, and the glaze will be, then you are seeing more like the night sky above and water below. Awesome. That visual is helpful. Any additional questions?
I just had one more. Is there going to be like some sort of plaque next to it that kind of explains the artwork? Is that just generally something that is there in place?
That wasn't included in the initial application. I don't know if there was going to be any additional didactic maybe included in any of the tiles that were included, Alex.
Yeah, that's kind of it was my plan, was just to very brief tile that just had a minimal amount of like explanations for it. But the title of the project will be in clay at the top.
Thank you.
And I see Alex,
do you have a rendering or an image of what your vision of the final mosaic will look like?
I don't actually. Yeah, I things have been coming together all at once. And also since a lot of the tiles literally are being made, because right now, just a few doors down as people are making tiles right now. my collaborators helping them. So I didn't really do too many finalized because I wanted to leave it a little open in case things changed as we went through. So no, I'm sorry about that.
Any additional questions? All right, then I would like to request that we open it up for a motion to take this to a vote.
A motion to approve.
Second.
I second.
Okay, so I will do roll call for approval. Adrian Ackerman.
Enthusiastic approval.
Thank you. Alex, I cannot ask you. Anne Lopez.
Absolutely approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper.
It sounds like a beautiful project. I approve.
Thank you. Jim Glock.
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher.
Yes, approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith.
Yay, yes.
All right. Lara Somers.
Approve.
Thank you. Margaret Joplin.
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez.
Approve.
Sorry. All right. Bob Clark.
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez.
Absolutely approve.
Wonderful. Valerie Sip.
It's beautiful. Definitely approve.
Awesome. We do have a unanimous approval.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Mel, did you want to confirm that approval? I don't know if it's necessary, but just in case.
I believe that we found a unanimous vote for the approval of this piece. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Co-Chair Mel Dominguez.
Okay. I'll put my hat back on. Thank you, everybody. Mel actually is leading the next agenda item, which is the public art collection review. And for Mel?
Oh, well, no, actually, I thought that we were going to invite some of the other members to do this part.
No, so this is I guess this is what I forgot to say in my chairperson's report. For those who have just joined us, we've started doing a public art collection review as a group where I started with the South Side. So if you go onto the Arts Foundation website, you can search by area of town what public artworks are in the collection of the city. And so we looked at the collection and, you know, kind of gave our thoughts. And the purpose of all of this is reviewing our collection is to see what we have and get a sense of what we might be missing and like where are there holes? What are we seeing the most of or not seeing? And that helps to inform us when we do future public art donation approvals or disapprovals. And it also helps us to know when we go into panels kind of what exists out there. And I think that knowledge is really helpful because I know that having recently gone through a public art collection, when I was in my panel for that area of town, I said, we actually don't have stuff that looks like this artist, or we have a lot of this vein of art in this represented already. And so I think it's really good information to have as committee members. We had an idea. First, it was just going to be Mel and I just going back and forth doing these reviews. But Mel's going to do a little bit today. But we were hoping to maybe assign an area of town to each person or get volunteers to do the next art collection review. So if anyone would like to volunteer to do north, west, or east, or even half of Midtown, because I think Mel will not get through very much of the area that they're going to be reviewing. I'd love to get like two or three people to be interested in volunteering to do what I did. So Valerie Sanchez, you and Ann Lopez. Excellent. Do you have a preference, Valerie, for where you'd like to do it on review when it's your turn?
Perhaps the west side.
Okay. Put that in my notes. So Valerie, and then Anne.
Southeast Tucson.
Okay. Well, I think that might have been covered in mine, which was really sparse. do you mind if we just pass
you? Southwest. Southeast,
it's Shirley's right? It's Ward 4.
Ward 4, yes. Did you do Ward 4?
I'm not quite sure. I just selected South, and it did... I'm not sure if it did to the east. It might not have, but I'll put
you down,
Anne.
I didn't think it did. I thought it was mostly southwest, and that was a surprise to me.
Great. Okay, so Anne will do some southeast, and then Janet?
Yeah, I don't... Did you say that you have some... Mel, you need help with Midtown or northwest? I don't know which ones are still... that you still need help with.
Midtown. And even today, because I'm not so tech savvy, but yes, Midtown.
Yep, I can help with that.
Okay, excellent. I'll be in touch with each of you to show you how you do that, which is really just sharing your screen. So Mel, you'll just go to the website right now. let's see here. It is Arts Found.
No, I got it on. Let's see if I do this right.
And then you go to Public Art Map, which is under the Public Art bar. And then on the left-hand side, you can select where you want to look at stuff. So I think that Mel was going to start with.
Yeah, let's see.
So we have a lot.
Yeah, see, for mine, it's not clicking over for the for broadcast from my sharing my screen. I have it on that website. It's just the sharing part for me. I don't know why it's not letting me.
Can you enable sharing, Abby?
Sharing is enabled. Do you want me to click on the link and maybe go from there?
There we go. See. Is this showing? Let me see. I think that it's very slow because I'm in the city of South Tucson, so it's not quite up to 5G yet. I'm thinking. Let's see. not there. How about this? Can you see that now?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. I was actually really impressed when I got to the website. I haven't visited it in a while, but it's really neat because even with this mapping system, you can go and kind of like search out like what years you want to cover and actually look at on the map, like where our public art collection exists. So I think that it's really advanced and I think it looks really good. I know there's still some missing parts and pieces, but I think that's because there was a lot of catching up and kind of like making things available and accessible to people. So yes, I'm on the public art map right now. And I guess I could start anywhere because I think that I did Central as a location. So I'm going to start with the portraits. Does anybody recognize any of this artwork that's showing on the screen now by Chris Rush?
Yes.
Does anybody know the artist?
Yes, I worked with him.
Right. Is this the same artist that has the artwork that's at the Pueblo Center? When you go into the, it is right.
With the basketball player, are the basketball players there? Because I worked with the Mayan.
It has a Mayan rendition of them playing the original sport where basketball came from. So this is that same artist. And here he is. He has a piece here in Midtown. This is also behind the, what is it? We have Father Kino as a sculpture there too. And just northwest of it is like Miles Elementary. And they have like a lot of bicycling in this area here. They also have some of the best sandwiches in the neighborhood. So I only know this because I'm always cruising around this area. There's also a little sports arena that from time to time it gets used. This artist here says working with porcelain, enamel and steel panel. Artist Chris Rush depicts a series of portraits in black and white. The portraits are meant to capture a snapshot of the current state of Tucson as through the faces of its people. So I think this is super awesome. So some of these folks you might all recognize. I think that this way to just kind of cruise through this app is really cool. So let's see. I'm just gonna keep going, guys. I'm gonna pick just randomly. Well, how about this one? There's some of these pieces, the Epps Randolph. It was created in the likeness of Epps Randolph, a prominent historical figure in the Tucson Railroad. Artist Nicholas L. Burke fabricated a bronze bust to commemorate the magnate. So does anybody know where this piece is at without looking at the map?
Reed Park.
Oh,
it's at Reed Park.
And I did at the artscape.
Right at the pack.
All right on. I'm so glad that you all know where this is at and have possibly participated in the selection of this art. I'm actually a railroad fan and came across this piece just by walking in the neighborhood there. It's really fantastic, I think, to have art in our collection that just kind of, it's not just, you know, haphazardly put there or placed there or just donated like this. There's some really thought to the process. I think it's really nice that when you're cruising this neighborhood and you're cruising through Reed Park or you're walking, that you take a moment to step down and walk around because there's still some existing homes from the time. And I just think this is an excellent piece. I love that it's in the walking and biking path that near Reed Park. I'm gonna choose another
Wait, before you leave that one.
Yes.
I did the hardscape design on that. And That photograph you have is the project not completed.
Oh, really?
See those railroad tie or the railroad
yeah. wheels?
Those are actually, in reality, they're up on the paving with flagstone as seating benches. And yes. if you would like nice. A accurate depiction, I have a lot of great professionally shot photographs that I think would be great to have a more complete representation on that.
Heck yes, I'm glad I picked this one. And thank you. It's so awesome. Nice
Thanks,
to have
Margaret.
Somebody like you that worked on the project to kind of jump in like that. Thank you so much. And
Southern Pacific let Nick and I go to the railroad junkyard.
Oh.
And they, these railroad guys brought the actual rails for us.
It's super lucky because there's so many people that this is what they buy up. Even the railroad ties, like, it's a super, I don't know. I'm a fan of the railroad myself. And I just see it throughout our, the display of art that we have in town. Cause there's also a commemorative installation historical piece on 10th Avenue, like on 10th and 33rd in South Tucson. And it's kind of going in the direction of the El Paso Southwestern route. So that was really cool. Thank you. Jenna, did you have a question?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just going to say I'm making a note right now that we can to remind us to update that photo. So thanks for letting us know.
Tell me when you want it.
Okay, sounds good.
See, I love that. I love the way that this meeting is going. Oh man, look at this one. So this one, I had no idea, and I was like, "This is really cool." That one's pretty famous, right?
I was just looking at it last night. I was over there. I took the dogs for a walk and we went over.
How fantastic. And it lights up at night. Am I right?
Well, there was one of the comments that I was telling the person I was with is it wasn't lit. And I was wondering why it wasn't.
Oh boy. I'm picking some pretty good ones this afternoon, aren't I? But it's nice.
Because usually is. It's lit from inside, but for some reason last night it was not.
I'm getting a good scavenger hunt out of this. I'll look into that.
Right. And you know what the possibility could be is the time change in the sunset. Just it could have been something like that. But I think that this is a beautiful piece. Again, Simon Donovan and Ben Olmsted, we have a collection of their art here in town. This is just one of the many. Their work is both like, I want to say like it feels whimsical, but it's so like structural. So it's very contemporary. It's very artistic. They also have another piece on Grant and in all of their work. You could really see the talent behind the piece and it's to be admired in all lights. So from morning till dusk or nighttime, that all the reflections in the piece that you really get to observe the talent and skill behind this, where you get to see the facial features and it can be enjoyed by the street from the streetcar. So if you're coming from the annex, you could take the streetcar all the way to this piece of art and actually get to check it out. And I even want to say when you get back to the annex, there's another piece of public art waiting for you by Cristina Cardenas. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions about this one?
I don't have any questions, but I particularly love this piece because I like the thoughtfulness of it. It isn't just physically beautiful. The thought behind it is just amazing. And all those little tiny pieces, it's mind-boggling.
I love it.
Also, Mel, if you click to another photo, there's an electronic scrolling portion with poems, correct?
Oh,
at least
there
in
is?
The description.
Let me see. So what you're saying, this piece? No.
Well, so maybe this someone is true. Can explain what that means. It says that there's an electronic scrolling box above it.
I want to say it's this, right?
Yeah, I can speak to that a little bit.
Oh,
so above it,
thank you,
scrolling. There's an LED reader board that has poetry flowing through it all the time. That's provided by the UA Poetry Center.
Tucson, man, this is awesome. So much fun. and as you can see, if you're checking out this website, you don't need me or Alex to. to look on here, but there's just so much information and photos to just indulge in what we have as public art here in town. I'm gonna pick another one. Let's see.
I think we have time for one more, Mill, and then we'll have one to.
I love it because you know I could talk for hours. Heck yeah! Let's see. This one looks kind of cool.
You have 2 minutes.
I'm gonna spend it on the Loxodonta africana, constructed from steel and meant to rust over time. Artists Simon Donovan and Ben Olmsted depict a life-sized elephant as it throws its head up into the sky. I picked this one because it's been out there, and it just, again, like, I love that they use all these elements and they play with, you know, the terrain that they're working in. So sometimes they're using light. Sometimes they use, if you've seen the horses on South Houghton, they look like they're all sliced up, you know. This is what it looked like in the beginning here, this elephant. And it's rusted over time. And I think that that's just a real testament to when you give artists the means to be playful with their design and what they want to gift to the public as art. Does anyone have any questions for this? No? Well, I mean, you could check out this elephant, and then while you're in the park, you could go and see real elephants. I guess that's our last one. If anyone has any questions or if they're serious about looking at or being one of the first volunteers to check out a Midtown art, get with Alex or send an email or something. I think this is really cool. And thank you, Madam Chairwoman Alex, for giving us the opportunity to look at the website together. It looks really great. So I'll end with that one. That's it.
Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome. I'm going to stop sharing my screen.
All right. So our, the agenda item for the June meeting announcement, agenda item 9, I had actually done in my chairperson's report. So if I have any, are there any additions for next month's agenda? We'll be doing this again on next month's agenda, and I'll get with Janet since you requested to do Midtown too. So we'll do some more. Probably actually have to do several back and forth with that one because it was a lot. And any other requests to the agenda for next month from committee? Okay. So now we have our call to the audience. It will be a bit abbreviated because we are close to time. So okay, I don't see anyone trying to speak in our call to the audience. All right, then. We will go ahead and adjourn, and we will be in touch shortly about the in-person meeting for June. I believe, based off of who said they could come, we have a tight quorum. but we'll discuss it with Arts Fund and see if we should go forward with in-person. I think it'd be great because it's just really nice to do artist reviews when we can all see the artwork and talk about it together. And it will be a 2 to 3 hour meeting. So it will be a bit long, but honestly, in-person, a Zoom meeting for 3 hours is rough. An in-person meeting for 3 hours is a lot different. The time goes differently, I feel like, when you're in a room with your fellows. And I'd love to meet everyone in person and be able to have more natural back and forth instead of what we have now. So, all right. Well, thank you everyone for being here. Our meeting's adjourned.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Thank you.